Testament reading this morning is taken from the book of Lamentations, the first chapter, the first six verses. It can be found on page 717 in your few Bibles. How lonely is the city that once was full of people. How like a widow she has become. She that was great among the nations, she that was a princess among the provinces, has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheek. Among her lovers, she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile with suffering and hard servitude. She lives now among the nations and finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to the festivals. All her gates are desolate. Her priests groan, her young girls grieve, and her lot is bitter. Her foes have become the masters. Her enemies prosper, because the Lord has made her small suffer for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. From daughter Zion has departed all her majesty. The princes have become like stags that find no pasture. They fled with their strength before the pursuers. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 137, and it can be found on page 852 in the Red Hymnals. Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion.
On the pillars there, we hung up our hearts.
For there our captives required of us songs, and our tormentors were singing. Sing us one of the songs of Zion.
How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. O Lord, remember against the Elamites that the day of Jerusalem.
How they said, raise it, down to its foundations.
O daughter of Babylon, you devastator, happy shall they be who repay you with what you have done to us.
Happy shall they be who take your little ones and dash them against the rock.
Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I will now invite the ushers and the acolytes to come forward and accept their morning offerings.
Redeemed by love to proclaim it, redeemed by love.
mindful of people whose worlds are falling apart, we offer these gifts and our very lives for the repair of worlds, near and far, that need your care in ways large and small. Amen.